This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In just a few hours, President Obama will make his first public comments since election night, and he's expected to address the issue of the fiscal cliff. That's the package of spending cuts and tax increases coming at the end of the year unless Congress acts to avoid them. For a preview of the president's speech, let's bring in David Kelly. He's chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what do we need to hear from the president today about the fiscal cliff?
Well, I think we don't really need to hear details. What we need to hear is that the president is in negotiations with the Republicans on this issue, and that both sides are willing to make compromises to achieve something. I think a commitment from the president that we will avoid the fiscal cliff and that this is not time for political games on both sides, I think that would be helpful. But we don't need to see a lot of details at this stage because negotiations really do have to occur here.
Well, and there are two sides to negotiations. I want you to hear what some of the leaders in Congress have said. Listen first to Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader.
This isn't something that I'm going to draw any lines in the sand. He's not going to draw any lines in the sand, I don't believe. And I think we need to work together.
Okay, that's him. Let's listen now to John Boehner, the Speaker of the House Republican.
We're willing to accept new revenue under the right conditions. What matters is where the increased revenue comes from and what type of reform comes with it.
So, David Kelly, what are you hearing there from them about their positioning in this negotiation?
Well, a very helpful vagueness. At this time, you know, this is not a point in time where we want to hear people make very clear statements about what they will and will not accept. It's actually quite hopeful hearing both sides talk like this. And really, the difference between today and August of 2011 is both sides have a compelling interest to come to an agreement here. I mean, I genuinely think that neither side wants to push the U.S. economy back into recession. Neither side wants to see draconian cuts in defense spending, and neither side wants to see huge tax increases. So there is plenty of common ground here, and there is time to come to an agreement. You know, we face a fiscal cliff. What we need is a fiscal ladder. We just need to bring the deficit down gradually as a share of GDP, and I think that is attainable.
David Kelly, chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds, thanks so much.
Anytime.